Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with three special guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing an important and timely topic to the multifamily industry. Our topic is closed minds don't see opportunities, hiring through out-of-the-box thinking. Joining me by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Jennifer Sutter, Executive Vice President of Ascento Real Estate Partners, and Karen Truman, Director of Talent and Development and Brand Reputation at Legend Management Group. And also joining our conversation is Kristen Poteet, Vice President of External Affairs with Entryway. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. So, Jennifer, I'll start with you. Let's talk a little bit about property management in multifamily, which is obviously a crucial portion of what goes on site at properties and managing properties for owners. What is the secret of property management?
Oh, the secret. The first one is, and really the most important one, is the people. Our people make or break everything we do at every level within the company, starting at the bottom all the way to the top.
And Karen, when it comes to talent, what currently being done as far as the old way, or the way it's been done for years to find talent?
You know, I think all of us right now are looking at internal customer care as the number one priority. If we can provide our employees with the best customer care, then they're going to give that same care to our residents and our incoming residents. And I think that's huge right now.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about the way things have been done in the past. Kind of set the stage for our audience as far as when it comes to hiring and finding folks to work in multifamily. What has been the way that the industry has gone, especially prior to the pandemic? And I'll open that up to Jennifer.
I've been doing this for a long time, and I've seen a lot of evolution in property management. But long gone are the days where the 90s, where people walked up to your door and knocked and asked for a job, and they pleaded for opportunity, and then they stayed for years and years and years. And, realistically, people used to stay in an area for a lot longer. But now, times have changed. There are more jobs and opportunities, industries, crossover careers, internet, technology, and, really the game has just changed. And so, even what we were doing, 5 years ago with putting ads out and, hiring fairs and job fairs really just aren't cutting it anymore. And people, right now, prospects have the upper hand, and, we're pleading to find good people to bring into our industry, but we've never really had to do so as much before.
Yeah. And I would say that, everybody I've spoken with about this, it's a nationwide problem. It's not something that's regulated to just certain regions of the country. The typical pathway to property management seems to have been, hiring someone as a leasing agent, and they work their way to assistant manager and up to manager. Karen, is that still what's going on mostly?
No, not really, but that's the way it used to be. That's the trajectory, was always that same career path that you talked about, Paul. But now we're seeing that there's so many different opportunities in our industry, and we've really got to focus on that. We've got, opportunities in marketing, training, accounting, financial analyst positions. Even I see people crossing from the maintenance department to the leasing department and vice versa, which is something new that I hadn't seen in the past. And I think we have to be really mindful of that if we want to keep our team members engaged and keep them growing in the industry. We've got to give them opportunities that look a little bit different than what they used to look like.
Yeah, and I think recently I heard that NAA came out with a number of, there's a 54% turnover rate in the maintenance role across the country. Are you guys seeing that as well?
In some areas, yeah. I'm seeing greater than that, but absolutely.
You know, and interestingly enough, I can say for my company, I'm not seeing as much turnover in the maintenance department. I'm seeing more turnover in the leasing department.
Mm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And Paul, this is Kristen.
Yeah.
You know, we partner with over 55 companies now in multifamily, and our industry partners are certainly, I would say, the highest need we see is that maintenance piece. A lot of them are reporting 50 to 60% of that turnover. And so, you know, that's something that we're trying to help them fill is individuals in that maintenance space.
Yeah, and again, guests I've had on previous episodes when this topic has come up about the maintenance role, and you know, Karen, I would ask you that the competition isn't necessarily maintenance people going to other companies. It's going to different industries. Are you finding that to be true?
Absolutely. I think when you have a skilled maintenance professional, they sometimes are going to work for your industry partners. If they are strong in plumbing or HVAC or electrical, they're finding opportunities with those industry partners where they maybe they're not on call. Maybe I think that's a big thing. And, you know, I think the customer service side of things looks a little bit different when they're working for an independent company that's specific to that area of expertise. And let's be honest, the pay when you're going to work as an electrician or something like that, it's going to be higher. And I think every industry right now is fighting for qualified employees. So they'll get them from anywhere, including from us.
Yeah. And the on-call aspect of the maintenance role, I think, is a big thing. Jennifer, have you found that to be the case?
Absolutely. We're finding, you know, especially since COVID, where, you know, people weren't going to the units after hours or on weekends, or we were hiring contractors to go in and take care of things. I believe that, you know, team members became accustomed to not having to leave their families as often. And now when they come back, you know, they're really, especially with a higher workload, and we're starting to see that level out, but with a higher workload making up for lost time, we're seeing people that, you know, are just going, do I really want to do this anymore? Do I really want to lead a barbecue on Sunday? Do I really want to have to be on call on Christmas morning? And, you know, I think they're reevaluating their lives just like everybody did in so many senses.
We've got about 2.5 minutes left in this segment. I want to ask you, Jennifer, We've talked about some of the issues with the old ways of doing things, but there's some out-of-the-box ways that we're going to discuss in the coming segments. Kind of run through each one of them as far as what they are, and we'll get into the details in the segments.
Of course. Thank you. So, you know, we're seeing different ways now. We're having to be creative. So the focus has been on, you know, at least ours has been on, you know, even hiring our residents. And offering to train, recruiting from trade schools, both high school and continuing education, enhancing our employee referrals, social media, old school bandit signs still work, you know, then working with associations, and then our, like, we have Let's Talk cards. We see a waitress, we see a whomever, and give them a card to call us. But then, you know, we're also working on, you know, internship programs to retain and train the next generation of property management professionals, but also externally, you know, working on partnerships with nonprofits like, you know, Urban Alliance and similar programs that introduce like young adults as early as high school to like living wage earning careers with advancement and training. And then also Entryway, and I won't steal Kristen's thunder, but an awesome program for placement new talent in our industry.
All right. Well, we're going to break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
say goodbye to pen and paper processes, labor shortages, and unhappy residents, and say hello to HappyCo, the only multifamily platform that supports every stage of your property lifecycle. Improve your portfolio with Happy Asset, the ROI-driving asset optimization solution for owners, acquisition directors, and asset managers. Manage your portfolio with Happy Property, a suite of intuitive tools that streamline operations, empower teams, and delight residents. Service your portfolio with Happy Force, an always-on remote maintenance workforce for multifamily specialists designed to increase resident satisfaction. Happy Co. Multifamily solutions to smile about. For more information, visit the website at happy.co.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And today we're discussing an important topic that's very timely to the multifamily industry. It's closed minds don't see opportunities, hiring through out-of-the-box thinking. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Jennifer Sutter, Executive Vice President of Ascento Real Estate Partners, and Karen Truman, Director of Talent Development and Brand Management at Legend Management Group. Also joining the conversation is Kristen Poteet, Vice President of External Affairs with Entryway. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to the archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So at the end of the last segment, Jennifer gave us some of the different out-of-the-box thinking ideas that are starting to become more prevalent in the industry when it comes to hiring. Let's talk about Entryway. And Kristen, I'm a big fan of Entryway. And for those who may not be aware, Entryway was formerly called Shelter to Shutters. And we've actually done an episode with the local group which was very, very enlightening. And we got a lot of good feedback from our listeners about it. And I even saw this morning, Kristen, that there was a post on LinkedIn about a new partnership with Entryway and Cardinal Management Group, which is a great company. Alex O'Brien, their CEO, has been a guest on our show in the past. Tell us a little bit about Entryway.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. So Entryway, formerly Shelters to Shutters, we just recently rebranded. We've had the same mission, though. Our mission is to provide employment and housing opportunities for individuals and families to be able to return to economic self-sufficiency. And we do that by partnering directly with the multifamily industry. And so over the years, we've really grown as an organization, the last 2 years specifically, where we've begun focusing on workforce development and career training in the pre-employment stage to better prepare our participants and really provide them with an entryway to a new career in multifamily. And so we've really kind of also been listening to our industry partners on what are the skills that they're looking for, what are the hard skills and the soft skills, and how do we make sure that we're preparing the participants in our program so that they are going to be, you know, those top candidates for the open positions, leasing agents, maintenance techs, groundskeepers, concierge, that most of our industry partners are really, really looking for help filling.
And tell us a little bit about how you're finding candidates, where most companies aren't looking in those same areas?
Yeah, so the individuals and families we work with are, you know, experiencing what we call situational homelessness. They've been in the workplace before and have great marketable skills, but they had some sort of setback in their life, some sort of challenge, whether it was a job loss during COVID, maybe it was a domestic violence situation. And so what we do is we work on the ground. We're in 9 markets across the country right now with referring partners. So we work with traditional shelters and nonprofits, trade schools. We work with refugee resettling organizations, technical colleges. So we really have a pipeline of these referral partners that will send candidates to us that they think, you know, are interested in these careers, have some skills that transfer, and we have our own process then that we go in, we screen them, have interviews, and then we set them up with a career training plan based on their skills and what they're looking to do in the multifamily industry.
And talk a little bit about the screening process itself.
Yeah, sure. So we have a national program team, an intake team, and we do conduct background checks for all the individuals that come through our program. We have some criteria and eligibility checklists that we're looking for, and all of our executive directors in the local markets interview the candidates as well, really looking to see that they're in a place where they're ready for full-time employment and really looking for this opportunity that we can provide to them with our partners. So that's part of the process. And then once they kind of are deemed eligible, they get put on a career track learning path, and we ask them to complete certain milestones with the training before we will kind of present them as candidates to our industry partners. So there's a lot of vetting and screening that we do before our industry partners are even receiving these candidates as referrals. So it's definitely providing them value in terms of, you know, we're doing a lot of that upfront screening ahead of time.
Can you go into a little detail about some of the training and the methods of training these folks?
Sure. So what we, over the last 2 years, we've really added a lot to the training component. As I mentioned, we do utilize Edge to Learn's online training platform, and it's very specific to the multifamily industry. We've created soft skills class. We've found a lot of times individuals need help with interviewing, resume writing, job coaching. So we have volunteers that we've added to our program as well that assist the individuals in those areas. We've also started partnering with SkillCat to get more certifications for those maintenance tech positions we talked about. So getting our individuals certified in EPA Universal and OSHA 10. And then we've started now experimenting as well with these in-person training programs. So our different markets are working on, they're creating anywhere from 2 to 5 week programs where there's in-hand experience, where we have professionals from the multifamily industry actually coming into a classroom setting and teaching our participants, maintenance skills and leasing skills. And it's been really awesome to just see the multifamily industry really embrace these trainings and you know, kind of build these participants up to a place where they're, you know, have the knowledge they need to get these positions.
And have you any idea as to what the retention rate of when you place someone, what the retention rate is?
Yeah, so we're really seeing this year, especially the investment in these pre-employment services, really come to these tangible results where 93% of the participants hired to date this year have remained employed and are in good standing. We recently had a workshop in our national capital region where we had individuals, participants in the program come. We had volunteers in the industry come, help them with some of the online training, do interviews with them, resume skills. And then we saw one example for I will give Latrice, who she had recently, you know, had lost her job during COVID and then unfortunately lost her home soon after, struggled to find that full-time opportunity. She did have administrative experience and some leasing background. Through our workshop, she was able to regain confidence, get back into that leasing mindset, get some of the skills and training she needed, and was actually offered just recently full-time employment and housing, actually with Ascento, with Jennifer's company. They're one of our partners. So really exciting when we have these success stories and you see these individuals, they put in the work, they're really motivated, and they end up becoming really great team members for our partners.
Yeah, you know, when we did an episode with the local folks for your organization a couple of months back, they actually had one of their clients or placements on the show, and he just was so profusely thankful for the opportunity, and everything kind of snowballed for him, as I'm sure it does for a lot of the people that that you end up working with, to where he didn't really see any light at the end of the tunnel until this came up. And so it's a great thing that you guys do. And I'd like to ask Jennifer and Karen, how do you see this? Is it a win-win for everyone?
I feel like it absolutely is. And, you know, I'm glad that Kristen brought up Latrice. You know, I've had such great experiences with Shelters to Shutters, so I'm so happy she's on with us and telling about the program. I'm a huge fan. And, you know, my history is, you know, this is my third hire with Shelters to Shutters. We have a few years ago, I hired a wonderful young lady in maintenance, and she came in, had some basic skills, and over 3 years, she moved to two different properties and moved her way up into a management position. And so you're so proud. And to see, you know, her with her daughter, and they live on the property, it's so fulfilling to know you've impacted them, but they've impacted us too. You know, they have been just such great team members. And, you know, within just the last 60 days, we've actually placed two people, Latrice and then Kamal at our properties. And so we have a maintenance and a leasing, and it's been wonderful. And yeah, they are grateful and they're thankful that we've given them a chance, but we're also thankful they gave us a chance too. And, you know, so it's been a win-win in all respects for us.
We've got about a minute and a half left in this segment. Let's talk a little bit about the commitment that the owner or the management team makes towards this placement. Obviously, there's housing that's involved. Talk a little bit about that, Jennifer.
Yes. So our agreement is that we provide an apartment. We waive the security deposit and the first month's rent. Additionally, we offer a rent discount, a substantial discount for the first year, and then that tapers off, and then it reduces to our standard rental discount for the periods after.
All right. Perfect. Well, we're going to break it here. We are going to be right back after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Control Wynette provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control Wynette only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
We are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing an important and timely topic to the multifamily industry: closed minds don't see opportunities. Hiring through out-of-the-box thinking. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Jennifer Sutter, Executive Vice President at Ascento Real Estate Partners, Karen Truman, Director of Talent and Development and Brand Reputation at Legend Management Group, and also joining the conversation is Kristen Poteet, Vice President of External Affairs with Entryway. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. E-Conserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. HappyCo, multifamily solutions to smile about. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security needs. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So we're going to talk a little bit about another method for out-of-the-box thinking, which is internships. And Karen, I know it's something that you're involved with. Let's talk a little bit about how internships can help with the shortage that we see in multifamily.
Absolutely. I was actually thrilled when Jennifer reached out to me and asked me to join the conversation to talk about internships, because I'm super passionate about this and about mentoring our next generation and getting them started in their property management career. It's right now with, as Jennifer mentioned, the talent pool is already drying up today. It's only going to get worse. As I was preparing for a session that I did in Apartmentalize, doing some research, you know, I found that in the next 20 years, our population is going to start aging out. There is going to be, you know, over 1.3 billion people over the age of 65. So our talent pool is decreasing year after year. So we've got to get ahead of this if we're going to keep our positions filled.
And I know you mentioned that you've worked with Virginia Tech, their property management department. Tell us a little bit about that. I'd like to know more. We've had on the show Ball State University, Carla Earhart, their professor that does a similar program there, I believe, and their students were on, and they were talking about the internships that they were participating in with management companies in the Indiana area. Talk a little bit about Virginia Tech.
I love that. Yes, since I am based out of Northern Virginia, Virginia Tech is our closest base for the property management program. There's only a handful of universities throughout the country that offer a bachelor's degree in property management. I know when Jennifer and I were coming into the industry many years ago, we were like, what? There's a degree in property management? I don't even think there was one back then. But there is now, and it's exciting. I'm very fortunate. I've been an active member of the advisory board with Virginia Tech's property management department for many years now. And it's exciting. It's exciting to see these students wanting to be part of this industry. I've been speaking at classes, preparing them for career pathing, and, you know, just trying to talk to them about what it's really all about. You know, they get all the book smarts there at Virginia Tech, but it's up to us to give them that boots on the ground experience. And that's what we can do through internships. you know, they're really great out at Virginia Tech. I give Kelly Avery, who oversees the program, so many shout outs because she and the other professors prepare these students so well that when we go to a career fair each spring, I kid you not, employers are fighting over these students. They are so good. And the internships are just such a great sneak peek for them to see, okay, this is really what it's all about. This is what it's like working with our service department. This is what it's like getting screamed at by a resident. But this is also what it's like to get those you know, notes of gratitude and the resident events and learning to bond with their team members. There's so much that we can expose them to so that when they graduate, they're ready, right? I mean, we all know you've got to be on site for a bit of time to truly get full experience, but it's great that they're already passionate about it and they already have exposure before they even start on their first day.
Well, since you've been involved in Virginia Tech for several years, can you kind of talk us through some of the trajectory that you've seen of some of the graduates that started out as interns? Have you seen some success stories there?
Absolutely. I have so many stories that I could share. You know, I have several interns that have interned with me that here at Legend Management Group that, you know, I have, for example, one of my favorite stories is a gentleman named Michael who started with us as an intern during COVID. So we did a virtual internship with him. And he was so impressed by it and everything that we went through to make it happen. And we realized it was such a great culture fit that his senior year was virtual. So they allowed him to start full time to go ahead and move to Northern Virginia where we are, start with us as a senior leasing consultant while he finished up his senior year. When they graduate from the program, they graduate with their CAM designation through NAA. So we bring them on as assistant managers. So we were able to promote Michael right away as soon as he finished that last semester to an assistant manager, and now he's on a fast track to a property manager position. I also have had the pleasure of working with Carter Powell from Camden, who was part of that program, and I don't want to age him out, but several years ago. And Carter is now a vice president at Camden. And so it's exciting to see that growth and developing those future leaders of our industry.
It's a win-win, I would imagine, for management companies as well as for the student. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. As I mentioned, you know, for the students, giving them that opportunity to see what it's all about, to go to different companies, get to know the culture, get to know the processes of a company. And generally, with Virginia Tech, and I think all of the universities that offer the bachelor program, they have to do at least one internship, but they prefer they do two internships. So that gives them a little bit of variety. Sometimes they go back to the same company, but I encourage them to intern at different companies so they can figure out what the best fit for them is. And it also gives them that opportunity to see different areas geographically. You know, some students want to intern locally, but some are like, hey, I want to go to California. I want to go to New York, wherever I can, just to try it. And I think that's exciting. They should do that at that age, figure it out. So the win-win for them is easy. The other thing with that is they are guaranteed a full-time position almost 100% upon graduation. And I don't know about anyone listening, but my children graduating college were not guaranteed a full-time position on the day they graduated. So win-win for them 100%. But for us as employers, you know, like we talked about earlier, it's so hard to find great talent. So if you can bring in a student who has a passion and, you know, our internship program is 10 weeks. So that's 10 weeks of working with this student. And I'll speak a little bit more about the program itself, but they get exposed to so many different people within our organization that we generally know at the end of that program if we're making them an offer. 99% of the time we are making them an offer. So if I can offer them a position before the end of the summer, how amazing is that? That when they graduate, I'm pretty likely to go ahead and bring them on. And with, like I said, with, you know, the aging population of employees, we've got to start backfilling. We have to start thinking about succession planning and growth. And so what a better way to do it than go ahead and secure a new recruit before they even go on the job market.
Talk a little bit about how, we've got about 2 minutes left in this segment. Talk a little bit about how a company could get started with their own internship program.
Absolutely. I know it sounds like a big, scary thing, but I promise listeners it is not. You know, I think the real thing is identifying, you know, and we're going to talk a little bit about, I know Jennifer wants to talk a little bit about buy-in, but, you know, getting buy-in from the top down is huge, right? And you have to really do some research, reach out to companies that have successful programs. I would love for people to reach out to me, and I'd be happy to share. And then identifying someone in your organization who can manage that program. I've been managing the program since conception, but I'm excited to say that I am this year working with a Virginia Tech alum that is a property manager and a rising regional director in our organization to take over that program, because what better person to take over the program than someone who went through it himself? So you've got to identify someone who can manage that program. And again, it's only 10 weeks. It's really about relationship building, scheduling, of course, but it's really not as hard to manage as most people think it is. You just have to be organized, and you have to stay the course. Get involved with the different colleges, universities, and it doesn't have to be at the university level. There are community colleges and other colleges that offer a certification in property management, or they don't even have to be a property management major. They can be communications, marketing, anything that your company deems okay. There's so much out there. You just have to get out there and get started.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here. We are going to be back with our final segment of this episode. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about costs. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress. Stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to RevLMC.com to find out more. That's RevLMC.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Control Wynette provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control Wynette only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
We are back, and you were listening to our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing something that is important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is closed minds don't see opportunities, hiring through out-of-the-box thinking. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Jennifer Sutter, Executive Vice President at Ascento Real Estate Partners, and Karen Truman, Director of Talent Development and Brand Reputation at Legend Management Group. And also joining the conversation is Kristen Poteet, Vice President of External Affairs with Entryway. So let's talk a little bit about buy-in. And how to overcome the walls that you can possibly hit when you're trying to implement some of these programs. And Kristen, I'll start with you, getting owner buy-in on Entryway. Talk a little bit about some of the things that you believe can help with that.
Sure, yeah. So, you know, for us in the program, I think oftentimes, you know, part of it is you know, a little bit of a stigma around the population we serve and, you know, sometimes the stigma around homelessness in general. But once we really get past that and talk to the individual, share our success stories and show them the participants that we're working with that are motivated and ready to work, you know, they really see the opportunity and the value to not only get some really great trained talent, but to make a difference in the community. And so there's that win-win buy-in that, you know, we're able to get in with the owners. And, you know, even, the, you know, I think ESG is a hot topic, and that's something that our program really can help kind of fill as well for some of these owners that are looking to have an ability to have some of that ESG in their company. I think for us, the challenge can sometimes be once we get that buy-in from the owners and operators at the executive level to sign on to the program is getting that buy-in from the hiring managers and, you know, all the way down to the property managers. So we've really tried to, across the board with our partners, we'll set up kickoff calls with their hiring managers and the regionals and property managers. And we provide them with communication tools so that they can do a newsletter with their employees. And it's really about just the communication piece around it. And so we found that the more that we can get that communication flowing throughout the company and have the opportunity to present the program and show them these individuals that we're working with and what great team members they make, then we're able to really have a successful partnership across the board.
And one question I've got is there any more hurdles that you have to jump over if you're dealing with a third-party management company versus an owner-operator to get buy-in?
You know, not necessarily. There are some times where we might have a third party company that actually needs to go and get buy-in from the ownership because mm-hmm. there is sometimes approvals on certain discounts that they're providing to the individuals. But we partner with those third party management companies in that effort. So we want to make sure that we're providing them with support if they need to go to the owner and say, get approval for waiving first month's rent or approval for a certain discount. So we just make sure that it's a partnership. And I think, you know, so far it's all worked out really well. We have a range of partners from smaller, you know, third-party regional companies all the way up to, like you already mentioned earlier, Cardinal Group, who's mm-hmm. one of, you know, NMHC's top 50. And so I think the program has been able to be successful in a range of companies' size, whether it's national or regional.
So Karen, let's talk a little bit about getting buy-in, I guess, from the team, your teams, on internships. Talk about that.
Sure. You know, I think, you know, similar to what Kristen was talking about, you know, oftentimes getting buy-in at the leadership level is not as difficult as getting buy-in at the on-site level. You know, it's understanding what the obstacles are. And I think for the on-site team members, what I found when we started our program was my team members were like, oh, I don't have time for this. I don't have time to have some intern shadowing me, or can't we just have them do callbacks and do follow-up? But I think when you explain the program and what are your goals as an organization, right, you want to make sure that they understand that, you know, the time investment in this is well worth it versus being short-staffed, or, you know, being able to show someone how to do something takes a little bit of a burden off of that on-site team member. As we all know, training is difficult, but once you train someone, in the long run, it's so much better. So I think you have to explain what you're doing and what your goals are. And also, it gives our on-site team members, whether it's a manager, it's a leasing consultant, or it's a service technician, it gives them a little more leadership opportunity. Because now they are training someone, they are teaching them, they're helping develop someone who potentially could come work for your organization in the future. And that creates so much buy-in. When your team is part of the process, part of the planning and preparing for the program, they're much more invested and they're much more passionate about it. So that's really helped us here at Legend, is to just get more involvement in the program. And I also think, too, that over the years, as we've hired some of our interns or even just graduates from the programs who may not have interned with us but interned elsewhere, our on-site team members have realized over the years, like, okay, they're pretty good. Our internship really helped, or, you know, the program that they're going through there at the university really made a difference. This is a good hire. And I think sometimes the proof is in the pudding. They just have to see it, and it makes a difference. And I know one of the things for us, too, is, you know, with our internship program, we have them go through modules in our corporate team. So they work with our marketing team, our accounting team, our IT team, and that helps the buy-in process there as well.
All right. We've got about 3 minutes left before I want to transition to something else. But, Jennifer, talk a little bit about the general mindset that's out there right now.
Yeah, thank you. You know, Karen's right. I think, you know, seeing is believing. And, you know, what I find to be the greatest challenge that we're working to overcome is that hiring level. You know, the managers and the service managers who, you know, look at these and say, you know, these situations and say, not sure about that program. They don't really have hands-on experience. You know, while we all want somebody who walks in and hits the ground running, it's just not the only way. And I think that becomes an old school mentality that we need to move away from and understand that, you know, there are new things. There's 4-year degrees. Like they said, I never saw that. And, you know, in my time, I won't age myself, but, you know, it's a new thing and it's, you know, it makes sense. But also, you know, further out of the box is, like, in an Ad Age article that I saw, 70 million workers in the U.S. are skilled through alternative routes. And so college is great. You know, skill trades are great, and, you know, those skills make up 50% of the workforce. So, you know, we need to be open-minded to people doing other things, coming from other places, and realize that we're hiring for attitude, not necessarily skill. And, you know, we can teach people anything if we just open our minds to the possibility of them being a fit in something less conventional than what we've always seen or known.
How about safety nets?
I think one thing we don't realize is that, you know, somebody sees our ad online and they just, you know, they're power throughing resumes to us and we don't know anything about them. But, you know, if we really think about it, internships and programs like Entryway are a safety net. I mean, they've been vetted. We've seen these people that, you know, if they're interns, they've worked with us, they've worked with our team. You know, we've gotten to work beside them. And with Entryway, they're vetted, they're trained, they come through, and with such a high retention and success rate, you know, those routes alone, on top of others, really give us a bigger safety net than we would ever find with somebody just rolling through our door for an opportunity.
Well, we could talk about this topic for several more segments, but I want to transition and ask each of you. We've got about 4 minutes left. I want to ask each of you to tell us a little bit about your companies, where people can reach you if they want to. If you've got anything else you want to add, please feel free to do so. But let's start with you, Karen.
Sure. So, again, my name is Karen Truman. I've been with Legend Management. I'm celebrating my 18-year anniversary this month, which is amazing. And we're based out of Northern Virginia. Legend is an amazing company, owner-managed, with a very boutique culture of sites. So we're excited about some growth that we have coming up, which is why this topic is so important to us. But as I said, I've been there 18 years, but been in the industry much, much longer than that. And I'm not even going to put a year on it. How about that?
Okay.
But I would love for anyone who'd like to learn more about internship programs, getting their programs started, to reach out to me. They can reach out to me via email, which is ktruman, and that's T-R-U-E-M-A-N, @legend-management.com. and it's actually legend-mgt.com. Or reach out to me on LinkedIn. It's Karen Truman, CPM.
All right. And Kristen, tell us a little bit about more about Entryway and how can people reach you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually, joined Entryway. It was Shelter to Shutters then, with our founder back in 2015. I was our second employee. So I've had the really the joy to see the organization grow. And our founder, runs and owns Middleburg Communities. It's a multifamily company, and we're the first partner. And since then, we've grown to 55 industry partners that are providing employment and housing opportunities to the individuals that we serve. So it's been just an incredible opportunity to see our growth. And now as Entryway, as we're kind of stepping into this new phase of growth, I would be remiss as a nonprofit leader if I didn't put out there that we are always looking for individuals who might want to volunteer for our program. If you're in the industry and you would love to give back, maybe provide some resume review or job coaching or interview assistant to our participants. We're always looking for some assistance. If you're in a multifamily company and you want to find out how can you partner, how can you start getting some of our candidate referrals, would love for you to reach out. We're always looking for more partners. And finally, we're a private 501c3 that relies on private donations. So if donating to a cause is something that you're looking to do, we have a lot of ways to do this. You can find information at entrywaytalent.org, or you can email me directly at kpoteet@entrywaytalent.org.
Fantastic. And Jennifer, we've got about a minute left. Tell us a little bit about Acento and the company.
Absolutely. So I will join Karen in saying I'm not going to age myself, but I've been in it for a while. And but with Acento, I've been here for almost a year and a half. And Acento is a property management company based out of Bethesda. We have properties in the D.C. metro area as well as in Georgia and ever expanding. And our focus is on workforce housing. So if anybody would love to reach me or has any questions, I am able to be reached at jsutter@acentopartners.com.
Fantastic. Well, ladies, thank you so much. We'd love to have you all back again soon to do some more. There's a lot of things going on in the multifamily industry that our listeners would love to know about. So thank you again for being on. But we'll be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.